Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. And now I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
An O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card is the perfect gift for that hard-to-buy-for person. Give the gift of convenience from O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You guys, it was Nicki, Gucci, you.
Nah, it wasn't that simple. Everybody always say shit like that. No, it was Gucci, So Icy Boys. It was Gucci, Woo, Juice, Frenchie.
Okay.
Walker as Gucci Man's best friend, hype man, goon number two.
Okay.
Deborah was who she was. That is who we were.
Foundation.
Right? Boom. As Gucci get a name from Freaky Girls, when Lil' Kim and them get on Freaky Girls, and Gucci start blowing up, he do 745 in the Gucci interior and the 4040, looking for Sean Carty, all this shit. Then you start seeing Gucci get a buzz, right? French come in. Well, I bought French in. Right?
French Montana.
French coming in from a feature that him and Goose did, and that shit ain't go well, but I goddamn came in like a real brother to Goose to not butter the situation up, to tell him what transpired.
Yeah.
From that, me and French grew a relationship. I bought French in.
Got you.
Right? Boom. Nicki come in because she go directly to my mother. My mother get Nicki. Mm-hmm. So now Nicki want to come. This is not me being negative or nothing. This one, Wayne, nobody in Cash Money fucked with it. They said, fuck you, you're nothing, nobody.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't care what credit is going on, that was the facts.
Yeah.
What my mother did, because my mother was just kind of woman. Women back then, excuse my language of being so blunt, but I guess this is the only thing that spiked people is, women didn't have to fuck and suck to get a position.
Mm.
Or kiss a lot of ass.
Mm.
Women like my mother kicked the fucking door down.
Period.
Completely.
What's good, y'all? This is Ray Daniels, a.k.a. The Coach Referee. And I want to ask you, are you ever frustrated with uploading a video to YouTube and you get no views? I know I was when I first started. If you're a music artist and you have your own podcast or your content creator, look no further. WAM Promotions has gotten you covered. They specialize in high-end targeted YouTube campaigns that deliver real views, real subscribers, and most importantly, real growth. So if you're struggling with real organic YouTube growth, I'm here to tell you to go on WAM Promotions and use the promo code GODS and receive 20% when you check out. Tell them Ray sent you, you got 20% off. Let's go, guys. I'm looking to see you guys on the charts. Let's go.
Peace and love. It's Rick the Negotiator.
And this is Ray Daniels, a.k.a. The Culture Referee. And welcome to The God Show. And shout out to our sponsors. Shout out to Tote and Carry. Shout out to Two Laws Distribution. Shout out to YKTV and Lareco. And shout out to you guys for watching. We appreciate it. Like, share, subscribe, all that other stuff. But today, Rick, and you guys know me and the team, you don't really hear me excited to talk to somebody. But today, we talking to one of my favorite people in my city. And you know I love my city. The reason why he's one of my favorite people is because he's always done it his way. And every time I ran into him, he's always been the same person. And it's really hard in this business to meet someone famous who's the same person on camera as they are off camera. And this dude is the truth. And I want to talk to him, man. So everybody, let's make some noise for the ATL legend, Waka Flocka. By the way, he like 6'9". I'm trying to, he could have, if he wasn't getting a wrestling, he can get into wrestling, boy. You could get into it, boy. You
a big. Yo, shit, that's one of my dreams.
For real?
Really? Yeah, getting them tighty whities with the knee pads.
What? No. I might know somebody. We know somebody in the AWE. Uh-huh. I'll connect you with him. Like, I would love to see you on some shit.
I'm definitely doing it, though.
What?
Hell yeah.
So Walker, the reason why I love you so much, bro, as a person is because, and you know, this Atlanta, we always run into each other, we see each other, but I always see you. And you always solid. Like, I've never seen you be somebody else. If you didn't like something, if you didn't fuck with something, if you did, you said it. And another thing about you that's very interesting that we kind of have like a little in common is that you're from here.
Yeah.
But your family is New Yorkers.
Yeah.
Like your Uncle Bimmy is, and not just regular New Yorkers. Like your family is like legendary street figures. Your mom, your uncle, like you got.
That's where I left.
That's okay. So there it is.
When did you leave?
I left fourth grade.
Okay.
Kara said you came from like a family that like, and like your Uncle Bimmy, by the way, he got the same birthday as me, September 19th.
Word?
Yeah, me, September 19th. Virgo. But you, your Uncle Bimmy, he was just a real, real street, solid, straight up dude. And I'm like, how is Waka so Atlanta? But I think, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was always that. So like, what made you land on Atlanta over New York? Because by the way, Waka, just so you know, I came to Atlanta when I was 12.
Dang.
My family is full of street at New Yorkers, and they hate when I claim Atlanta. They hate that I say I'm from College Park.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, because they're like, you ain't no country now. I'm like, but I am. Yeah, I like this. County. So exactly. So what
I'm
made
from Queens, though.
So right? You claim?
I'm a Queens, Clayton County baby.
Queens, Clayton County.
For sure. I came in fourth grade. New York, man, you just had to grow up too fast.
Yes.
Man, you never
fifth
lie.
Grade riding the train, the bus.
Everything by yourself.
I was third grade riding.
I was about to say, same for me.
City buses, dropping my little brother off at school, still walking at least like 15 minutes from the bus stop
and
to school.
Third grade.
And I'm in third grade, fourth grade, getting chased, running, your bus pass.
Yeah,
this.
Yeah.
You got to go through all kind of stuff.
That's kind of why I don't really claim New York like that, because it was really like, I didn't enjoy it. Like I liked, like when you from there, it's just like what you are, but
right.
I didn't enjoy it. Like when I got to Atlanta and I saw people driving and having cars and like, it was like, shit, I like this. Like it was just different to me. You went to the schools, everybody was like, you know, New York, it was hard, man. Like
I ain't gonna care, I love New York though. See, it's different. Like for me in New York, growing up in my neighborhood, I knew everybody.
Mm.
Like all the neighbors, all the old people. The Chinese family that owned, the Korean family that owned the laundromat, the Puerto Ricans that owned the grocery store, Lucky's game room.
Mm.
Like I knew exactly the whole neighborhood. So it's not like the respect was different. So I applied what I learned from elementary in New York, and I was acting more like eighth grader.
Yeah. Mm. So yes, that's true.
It was kind of different, right? But the difference between New York and Atlanta was, in Atlanta, it was family oriented, but everybody was so independent.
Mm-hmm.
In New York, it was more based like, wait, what you do, bring it back to the family.
Yes.
So, and when I got to Georgia, I'm like, damn, I could finally be Big Joe.
Yeah.
Bimmy, Pop, my mom. I could really be a big dog.
Yeah.
So I'm going to move and get my own identity. So that's really what it was. I moved to the SWATs, to DeLo.
Okay.
I actually was in a barbershop when Lil Jon had to tell them girls, drop the clothes, and cut
this
some
for the motherfucking D-Lo. Yeah.
So that was like, I played in the barbershop today.
Yeah.
So I was around for that.
Yeah.
Like when I first moved there, Freaknik was going on. I literally seen the mayor, like on Cameron Road, like down there by like Apple Tree.
Yeah.
They rode from like Apple Tree down by Shamrock before that plaza on the corner was built out. I could make a left and then four-way stop. Adams Park was down here.
Mm-hmm.
No, Ben Hill Park.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was lit over there.
Mm, yeah, I ain't gonna lie.
Allison Court, East Point was down the street. I was all around there.
Yeah. So we were just talking on camera. I want everybody to understand this. Obviously, Walker's a successful artist, and y'all know him for everything. But I want people to know, when that old Let's Do It dropped, Walker, I was at, I think it's Club Frequency or Old Nat.
Yeah.
That shit, it was like when that record dropped, it kind of paused our culture. Like in Atlanta, it has only a few of those where it's like instant. Like Pastor Troy, No More Play, like records that come and it's like, and by the way, from nowhere. The only thing about Nuck If You Buck is that they were still attached to the crunk movement. So it was that, but you came with Oh Let's Do It, and that first eight bars, nigga, like I fucked my money up. Like everything about that shit had the streets on lock. And I wanted to ask, did you know that record, because from what I heard, the word was that, so this was the word, because we both from the same side of town. So the word was like, oh, he wanted the niggas that, you know, niggas, he wanted the goons, if you will, that just decided to rap, and that's his first song, and he took off.
Yeah, that was my third song I ever recorded.
Yeah, third song ever recorded?
Well, fourth. Cause I recorded a song called Ring. I like, Ring, I got that work. Ring, my soul go berserk. That. Then I did We On The Way. That shit had like, nigga was like, God damn, this shit kind of hard as fuck, but it was so different, niggas ain't fuck with it. Then I did Dreads and Goals, I'm from down south. Only because like, oh, this nigga from New York and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, nigga, I'm from down south. And at the time,
Nas was dropping Hip Hop Is Dead. 50 was kind of going out in. Everybody in the South wanted to be like they was from G-Unit, and they was looking at people from Georgia like they grow hay and farm. And the only thing we had attached to was like Ludacris, and Ludacris was gone.
Yeah.
Like Home was already on tour. He gone. He seen the light.
Yeah.
He like, nigga, I'm not about to get caught up in this shit. But and I used to be with Ludacris in the Ludacris Foundation.
Ooh.
Like being a part of, that's just crazy.
That's crazy. That's just crazy right
so
there.
So when I come out, I seen that it gave Georgia identity of integrity. More so like, yeah, nigga, we ain't no country bunkers and this, that, and the third. But it was like everybody's record. Because I was coming out of the era where like the sound of music was sounding like this.
Yes.
Like in Georgia, period.
Yes.
And it was a lot of people. And I think it felt like everybody's record.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to rap it like it was all our record. Because shit, I don't know how to fucking rap.
Sure.
I ain't know how to come out with like an identity or nothing. So I ain't even have a rap name. Like people would just call me. My name was Walker already. So I was like, fuck it.
That was just, they was calling you down the street, just walking.
So you didn't even know that, you didn't even know you put that out, that my life's going to change forever.
Hell no. Nah. I was just fucked up, shit. Lost all my weed money.
So hold on. I got to ask you. I got to get into it. So the whole shit was true. Like, you really fucked your money up.
Oh, I fucked that shit up bad. The problem is, like, when I was with Gucci, you know, that's my nigga. I never, like yo, I'm going to charge you to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To hang with you. Like, hell no. Nah. We living in my mama's basement.
Yeah.
Jack and Jill room. This my nigga. Like,
oh, wow. So you and Gucci lived in the house?
Hell yeah. That whole, so actually, era, we all lived in the same house. So I'm like, shit, I'm behind him. So, boom, when he go to jail, this nigga go to jail so much in the beginning that niggas like, we locally lit. So, you know how that shit go.
Yeah, man. Niggas.
When you locally lit, these niggas swear to God, you a billionaire.
Yep.
So that's the problem. So when I was going to do shit, niggas like, nah, bro, you ain't got to do that. Oh, bro, give me 3 bricks. I'm like, 3 bricks? Nigga, I don't even know what the fuck you talking about. Like, I'm Walker, nigga. I just was here a week ago. Like,
yeah.
We fucked up, bro.
Yeah. I said I fucked my money up, and now I can't re-up, my nigga. Like,
that's crazy. But,
you know, back then, you know, you got the little shoebox money and shit. So I had like $6,500 saved up because I was just saving up money, doing whatever. So I borrowed money from Dunk and Chaz.
Yeah.
Like, they're my little brothers for life. Like, Chaz, one of my best friends. So I think Dunk gave me 2,000, Chad gave me the 1,500. Yeah. Yep, that's what it was. And I was going to get 20 pounds of mid. I'm like, shit, let me just get these 20 pounds of mid, 10,000, sell this shit for 1,000 a bag or whatever. Sit on 20,000, the goose get out, we going to run this shit.
Yeah.
That was my whole
plan. That was your whole plan.
Had it ready.
Okay.
And then I go to a guy that I knew on the South Side, I thought was a friend. This nigga sold me rabbit food. Right, but I didn't know it was rabbit food until I gave it to an individual that called me like, "Yo, what the fuck you doing?"
Yeah,
like I'm like, "What are you talking about, nigga? We about to celebrate like that?"
Yeah, it's up, it's up.
I'm like, "Yo, I'm about to double my niggas up." Like, and then we rolled over there, bad news. So I had to think to myself like, "Damn, I need to go kill this nigga. He played with me, but then if I kill this nigga, I'm gonna end up not getting this career."
Exactly.
So I'm like, "Fuck, I'm fucked up." I'm like, "Fuck, let me just get everybody money back." And I'm fucked up.
Yeah.
So that's when like 2 11s was out. And, you know, at that time I fucked up in school. I fucked up in basketball. I was just like, damn, I'm gonna fuck up.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna thug it out.
Yeah.
Like, get in the streets and whatever the fuck.
Exactly.
To understand people that come from that understanding. So I just went to this garage that a kid named Show called him. He started calling himself Riverdale Shawty. I'm like, nigga, I'm Riverdale Show. We should battle about this shit. That shit was funny as hell. Shout out to Show. But I went in his garage. And shit, nigga, we just started rapping. And I'm like, I fucked my money. I'm like, oh, this shit whack. I'm like, nah, this shit might be hard. Fuck it, I'll mix it, bro. Just come back, whatever.
Like, yeah.
So the shit ended up being hard as fuck.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, but it was so hard. Show put a verse on that bitch and try to put it out like him on a record. But I ain't give a fuck. I'm like, shit, I ain't no rapper. Nigga, put that shit out, bro. Let's put it out. So I grabbed the record. We put the shit out. And I'm like, all right, whatever. And then Gucci is mysteriously, my mother told me, like, yo, Gucci about to get out on Monday or something like that. I'm like, what? Hey, we out.
We up.
We got a show in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? Oh, it's lit.
Yeah.
But by the time then, I had these other two records, like, We On The Way and this. So kind of like amongst us, everybody like, well, Walker rap. And I remember Gucci like, man, hell no, nah, you don't need to rap. I like you as a goon. I'm like me as a goon. But that was one red flag as a young nigga. I'm like, what is he talking about? I'm finna help him. He's tripping.
I'm
helping
some money.
Help, nigga.
Yeah.
Like, my whole shit was to help my mom and Gucci because Gucci was connected to my mother.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't about like helping my mother. It's now I got to focus on why I'm fucking with you. This a family thing, an investment, and it's love, so nigga, I'll take a bullet for you. Yeah, that's my mentality. For sure. So when he got out, we start doing shows, blah, blah, blah. And somebody, my brother called me, like, hey, Walker, a nigga stole your name, nigga. Like, MC Gusto. Like, it's a nigga named Walker Flocker Flame. What? Listen, and nigga sound like you. So I'm like, what that shit sound like? He put the phone in the air, I just hear like a large amount of people singing that shit. I'm like, what the fuck?
But it was you.
Yeah, nigga, we don't even know this. So by the time we get back, by the time we get on the road, people calling like, yo, Walker got this big ass record.
Yeah.
And then Goose like, next show, Goose like, he ain't even tell me. He's like, hey, here go the mic.
And he just performed
it. What the fuck? Yeah, I just,
he had to see it for himself. He had to see it.
Shit was dumb. I'm not even gonna lie. It was stupid. But I just still couldn't believe it. My whole mind was just built on giving back. My whole life is built on go make it, bring it back to the family. Like,
period.
Anything I do, like, I think about what my mama think, what my grandmothers think, my uncles, my cousins, my girl, my brothers. Like, I think about what the fuck they gonna think if I say something in this interview. So that was my whole mentality. Yeah. I think what motivated me the most was that.
Yeah.
It wasn't my pockets. I wouldn't even think about the money, be honest. But money definitely was the motivation.
Money came.
Yeah.
So because you didn't rap and because you was with Gucci, did you ever sign to Gucci or was it like a family thing?
I signed to Gucci.
Because you had to make it official eventually. Yeah, you had to sign something.
Yeah, my mother was like, because hella people was calling. And Gucci at the time was signing like Warner Brother. So in my mind, I'm thinking like, we come from crews. So yeah. I'm like, nigga, hell nah. And I know, I'm like, damn, if I sign to him, even though, respectfully I say this, I know I was way hotter than him. But I'm like, fuck that. This shit could boss my nigga up. Cause at the time, nigga, Gucci was looking like a nigga they call Crusty Lips, hood ass nigga, ain't got no money, can't rap, he a
bum. This is before we got to the Gucci that he all is today.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, buddy, these niggas hating. Like, what the fuck? Hell nah. Psh, nigga, he got a fire artist. None of y'all niggas got an artist.
Mm.
So I knew as me being Gucci artist, it made him an instant. You know what I'm saying? So to me, I had a role. Like, we was playing our roles. So I'm like, shit, bro, get the fuck on. I could run with what he's doing so he could focus on this part. And then we could have other walkers and get the hell on and be business. That was my mind.
Yeah.
But shit.
What happened, though?
Hey. History is history, man. Everybody get to point fingers and shit.
Yeah, money divides things if you don't know who's what and who does what. And I could see it from your position. It's my mom. My mom is your manager. I want to be with them. Plus, I can help make money. I'm with you. It becomes more value. But it doesn't always go like that. People always have that, because people might have a vision for you that you like, nah, I don't want to do that. I want to be this over here.
Though, I just follow God. Mm-hmm. I never knew what the fuck I was going to be. That's playing God, right? When you don't have no direction and don't know where you're going and you say where you want to be, nigga, that's crazy. That's devilish. Yeah. That's stupid.
Mm.
Like, how the fuck are you going to tell you who you want to be and you can't even see the road? Mm. It's not godly. So my motivation, what my power tool is to point out weakness. So if I walk in this building, I point out the weakness. All right, somebody went through this door, this. That's how I'm built. I was raised to be like that.
Mm.
So when I got in music, I pointed out weaknesses, right? So I could be my mother's strength. So I could be Gucci's strength. This is why people notice, like, when I be around people before Walker, I was on them, like, heavy.
Yeah.
Because, bro, I'm on your weakness, so you look strong. Mm. That's the key for people to be around other people.
Yeah.
It's for you to be their strength. Don't worry about what you look like or who people pronounce you as. Y'all supposed to come as a unit, strength.
Yeah.
So once your strength, everybody shines. That was the mentality that I had with my guys. So when it came to, like, crews and this, I ain't want Goose to think about a crew. I got the crew.
Mm.
Fucking borrow my crew. Right? Yeah. I got a million niggas already.
Yeah.
So fuck it, you big dog. If I call you big brother,
they gonna call you big brother
come
too.
Come on, my nigga.
Everybody gonna look at this.
So now you a big dog, bro.
Yep. And fuck you got all of us behind
now
you.
Now you don't gotta challenge niggas you grew up with, rap with, argue with, and competed with, because you got a whole group of.
And by the time Gucci was in a lot of shit around this time, so remember, like, this was like, by the way, shout out to him just for getting to the other side of everything. Yes. And like that should
I
be.
I ceased that shit though.
Yeah, that should
he
be something
have to
else.
Do a fucking thing.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Nothing. He was Aladdin on a carpet.
That's crazy.
Literally. If you say fuck Gucci, you know for sure I'm coming. There's no, hey, call big homie, man. Hey, big homie better get out of the way because you said fuck you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's my job, right? Yeah. If I signed up for that, fuck it. That's what it is. It's not too much of that no more, right?
Yeah.
Right? You got artists got to be that.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, how could you be two people in one body? It's crazy.
Yeah.
So that's one thing this era is definitely missing.
So was it hard? Like, so it was always interesting with you. I always want to ask you this. What do you consider yourself? Because you was a rap. You are a rapper, but you never moved like a rapper. You never acted like a rapper. You kind of was like, I made music. No, what I mean by that is like how you move now. Like you literally like.
But that's what we grew up to.
Like, you just being yourself.
Hey, but think about it. What is an artist, right? Like I grew up with people. You know how people say artists is different? Because you're being yourself.
Mm.
That's what make you different, my nigga. If you just be you, like, nigga, I got a Game Boy. I play Pokemon. I play Pokemon Go. I'm fucking driving around gassed at graveyards catching Pokemon. I'm Waka Flocka. That's that gangster, right? I play fucking
that's
Boogeyman.
Hard, by the way.
I play
that's Boogeyman. Really, that's hard.
Like, real nigga shit, I play Boogeyman on Sega. Like, nigga, that's what I like to do. Yeah. I don't give a flying fuck who don't care.
Mm.
I got views on who I like politically, and I don't give a fuck who don't like it.
Yeah.
Cause that's me, nigga. Mm. I'm gonna stand on my two feet and my 10 toes. Nobody can tell me who I am or what I am, but I know my heart goes. Cause my actions showed it, not my mouth. So I'm watching niggas crew up with each other with a bunch of negative acting action people.
Yeah.
And you want me to side by all these people? You're bugging, brother. And I've been like that since a young nigga, but I had so much respect, I couldn't voice that because I grew up with this one thing my grandmother always told me, and she said, respect your elders.
Mm.
So that's why you never see me go against people that's older than me in music.
Mm.
Because if it wasn't for them, I won't be walking here. Even if you don't realize that, the people don't realize that, I do.
For sure. No, I realize it.
Because yeah,
sure,
my intention, I want God to know what my intention was.
Yeah.
I don't care what nothing else. I know my intentions be pure. So I always, be honest, my nigga, I never knew I was going to be this far. I just knew it was going to be somewhere where I ain't got to worry.
Mm.
That's all I want. I got tired of worrying, bro. I'm from the era of survivors.
Do you guys, it was Nicki, Gucci, you.
Nah, it wasn't that simple. Everybody always say shit like that. No, it was Gucci, So Icy Boys. It was Gucci, Woo, Juice, Frenchie.
Okay.
Waka as Gucci Man's best friend, hype man, goon number two.
Okay.
Deborah was who she was. That is who we were.
Foundation.
Right? Boom. As Goose get a name from Freaky Girls, when Lil' Kim and them get on Freaky Girls, and Goose start blowing up, he do 745 in the Gucci interior and the 4040, looking for Sean Carter, all this shit. Then you start seeing Gucci get a buzz, right? French come in. Well, I bought French in, right?
French Montana.
French come Perfect. In from a feature that him and Goose did, and that shit ain't go well, but I goddamn came in like a real brother to Goose. To not butter the situation up, to tell him what transpired.
Yeah.
From that, me and French grew a relationship. I bought French in.
Got you.
Right, boom. Nicki come in, because she go directly to my mother. My mother get Nicki. Mm-hmm. So now Nicki want to come. This is not me being negative or nothing. This one, Wayne, nobody in Cash Money fucked with it. They said, fuck you, you're nothing, nobody.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't care what credit is going on, that was the facts.
Yeah.
What my mother did, because my mother was just kind of woman. Got women back then, excuse my language of being so blunt, but I guess this the only thing that spiked people is, women didn't have to fuck and suck to get a position or kiss a lot of ass.
Mm.
Women like my mother kicked the fucking door down
Period.
Completely, mm-hmm. right? So when she seen a woman like Nicki getting beat and bruised, she took to her like a daughter.
Yeah.
Like she took to Gooch like a son. So Nicki was the daughter to her and Gooch was her son in music. So when she got Nicki, it's automatic. She said, no, you're fucking Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
You're going to be like Superwoman.
Yep.
And then they created that whole shit.
Yeah.
And that's when it edged into Gucci, Nicki, Waka, this.
Mm-hmm.
Like Nicki really said shit like, damn, you don't need nobody. Just get me and Waka. Everybody else, you get rid of. Facts. Like she's seen a light. Yeah, like Nicki got her way of doing shit, but yo.
She's smart as fuck. You don't get that far without being smart.
It ain't even about her being smart. She just unapologetically Nicki Minaj. Like she's her.
Mm.
Like she knew then because she was around what we was facing. Nigga, we was the black sheep in the industry. She knew nobody fucked with her. She knew it was fake love. Nicki was so smart that she ate it all up and clown passed all of them.
Mm.
And then left them there.
Yeah.
Right? Not because she wanted it on purpose, because she knew, like, y'all niggas left me there. Let me see you get to where I'm at, and maybe I'll talk to y'all now. That's Nicki today.
Got
so
you.
When people don't understand who she was, nobody fucked with her. So I'm saying that as a brother and a friend, I know what she's been through. I know no one came to celebrate her. They only did it when the cameras got cut on to look like they was right.
There.
That's a fact.
But I wanted to know, like, what, because it had to be a little, like, hard for you at times.
Hell no.
Because you was always with your mom.
My nigga, I'm like, bruh. That's my mother, bro.
Yeah.
Like, she could steal $1 billion.
And I'm still going to love her. That's how I feel about my
mom.
I'm
going to sit at her house on Sunday and eat that motherfucking food because I don't know what it took for her to get us here. So she need that $1 billion.
And you also know her heart, so you know whatever she did, she did for the family.
That's my mother, bro. I don't give a fuck. Like, all that know your heart. And, man, hey, man, I don't know about y'all niggas and y'all mama, but me and mine's is serious.
Yeah.
The only reason, this on God, I can say this on camera because I literally sit 1 million years in prison for my mother. The only reason I never touch any person that disrespect my mother, from the juices to the Frenches to the Finneys to the blah blah blah, because I love my mother. She said don't do nothing. And I ain't saying that like I could bully all of them or nothing, but they gotta know I'm coming.
Yeah,
I walk a flock of shit over with. So that's my mother, so I gotta say that right here. Like I ain't even,
by the way, I want to clap for that. I ain't gonna lie, that's some real nigga shit, bro.
What y'all talking about spinning blocks? I'm gonna blow that shit up about Deborah Ann Antony. But she's a woman that's relentless, brother. Like,
I love that, man. She's so raw, bro. And by the way, she shows love to everybody the same. It's not like you're bigger, nobody. She's always the same. Love. I love that.
What are you talking about? I argue with Gucci. Like, I'm arguing with Gucci, like, in the middle of my son. Like, roll this thing up.
Like, bro, what the fuck? Like, yeah. So it was never difficult for you when things started going left, but you still stayed on and did your own thing. But I still want to know, like, this whole time, did you see yourself as a rapper, or did you see yourself as a man that was doing what he needed to do?
Never a rapper.
Yeah.
What actually helped me parallel into financial literacy is because I watch everybody manipulate these artists we just talked about my mother still and doing this, because she didn't have financial literacy. Ooh. So they played off of that, flipped that as if she did it. And when these artists signed with them, they took all that back pay because now they eligible and have the law to do that.
Mm.
So it took my mother years to fight to do that. As a son, when I seen that, I automatically ran to that. Mm. I watched like Warner's and Atlantic pay like a fucking, I ain't gonna even name them, bro. I fuck with you. They paid the individual to come in and infiltrate my mother the whole time he was on salary with them to get next to Gucci, and he did it. He succeeded, and that's when they start pulling back, and I watched that division right there. I watched.
So you seen it. You was watching it like on some like.
I watch a guy that's
real time stuff.
High problems right now that came and took a Nicki and French and whatever happened from there. Right? I watched niggas. But that fake ass black power shit that they call my in the industry is cap, because I watched them bash and beat. I watched black men come steal from the black woman to give back to the industry. That was fucked up. And nobody
crazy,
to this day
reached. Nobody ever said it like
I never heard nobody reach and come get my mama right now. And she, I'm saying this because I'm like, wow, niggas really for themselves.
Yeah.
So fuck it, I need to be for ourselves. Let me go learn financial literacy. Let me do it the most positive way, because if I come negative, I'm gonna look hurt, hungry, and starving, and I'm not that. Because I never had a bad year.
Yeah.
It's never been a year since I rapped that I have not made $3 to $5 million. And my bills every month is not even 30 grand. Put that shit out there. So I'm just not like, it's a difference.
It's no press for you.
It's not, bro. Yeah. I always had to humble myself because I'm here to comfort everybody's mistakes, because we are learning as a family, because the next generations that come have to live better than us, have to have a better understanding, have to have a better role. That's really why I don't be trying to buy and go too crazy, because I see my nephew, my nigga.
And you know you gotta make sure they straight when they get up there.
I'm telling you now, bro, my nephew's, but they need us.
I ain't gonna lie, that's some New York shit. I think that's because that's how I grew up. Like, we was family, and it was like, dog, every dollar I make, I can't even not factor my mother in. Like, every dollar I make, I'm like, I gotta make sure she has. It's like, I don't even know how to not include my family in my thoughts.
But I don't even know how to look at 20 million in my account.
Yeah.
To me, that's selfish.
Mm.
I think as a man like me today, anytime $500,000 hit my account, I spend it. Business, investments, who need it. Yeah. My account even say, yo, 70% of the money you make, you give it out.
Mm.
So I'm living off 30% of my money for the last 10 to 15 years.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So
that's smart.
It just don't make sense for me to have $100 million, billion. I just don't see the logic in it.
Mm.
But if I could fly where I want to, drive where I want to, eat what I want to, what the fuck I need $100 billion for?
That's real.
The only thing I need this is for is to set up my families that's coming.
Mm.
But
the results of that, I'm seeing today that a lot of people that's successful kids snort coke, do weed, got problems. So where did they go wrong? Mm. They worrying about too much business, and they got these young minds growing up with different ideologies that's not in your house.
That's real.
So you got to battle what you work
so
for.
So you got to fight them in the house and fight everything they're hearing out the
so
house.
So guess what?
Yep.
I'd rather stay right here, man. I'd rather don't go in the clouds. All right. I'd rather goddamn fuck my family, man. Yeah. I'm 38 years old. Mm. I'm proud to say I'm 38 years old. Mm. I'm not out here trying to be 20. I don't care about being 20. When I get in my 40s, I'm on some sex symbol shit.
Yeah.
Like, that's because I'm old, motherfucker. I got a gray hair in my chin because I earned this shit.
Exactly. That's right.
I ain't trying to die this shit. When you walk by me, I want you to call me Unc. I want you to call me Big Bro. I want you to call me OG.
Yeah.
I want you to think I got a revolver in my pocket, not a switch.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Because, bro, I'm dead ass serious about what I'm talking about. And I'm no threat to you.
Yeah.
Like, that's just, I'm just not a threat to people. I learned that. I learned I could go in every ghetto and not be a threat.
Yeah.
Man, what the fuck?
Yeah,
man,
that's real.
That's a blessing,
that's
man.
Yes, it is.
I've been in all hoods, bro. These niggas ain't trying to rob me.
Mm-mm.
Well, they trying to rob my ideas.
They don't even see you like that. It's like, man, you coming, you always like that. It's always love.
You know what they see? They see they self in me. Mm-hmm. And they see how I overstood that shit.
Yeah.
Without tricking and trading. But when I fell to my low, bro, I ain't reached no big homie in music to get manipulated. I ain't got them sell out to a different religion or race or country or ethnicity or culture. I went right to God, bro.
Mm.
I swear, I went straight to God, bro.
Where do you get that from? Like, is that your mother? Like, how did you, because like the one thing I like about you that always is that you don't care. And to me, that's the best place to be. I care about what I care about. The rest of that shit, that's just extra bonus.
Well, it's rubbed off as I don't care, right? But I want you to take the word I don't care and think of water.
Think of what?
Water.
Okay, water.
When water flows, do water look like it care?
No.
It's just flowing.
It's just flowing.
Right? So a guy that cares, a guy that's thinking, and a guy that's thinking is actually not doing what they are.
What's good, everybody? This is Ray Daniels, a.k.a. The Culture Referee. And if you were wondering who this beautiful woman sitting next to me is my sister, Tiffany Daniels Sy. Let's give it up for my sister. Everybody can clap. This is good. And my sister she's the most talented person in the family. And we started a family business, a signature scent company. So if you like smoke a lot of weed in your car and you want to get the scent out, you have to check out these scents. I know guys that use it for the weed. I know people that use it for cologne and everywhere they go to get compliments. We make candles. We make
room sprays. We got them in kits. So if you want to buy something for your loved one or anybody, you know, that you care about, hit us up, LorraineCo.com.
We're going to put the website at the bottom of it. But support this black business, support this black woman, and order, I promise you guys. And matter of fact, use the word gods, and we'll give you 15% off. I just made that up, so if my sister's face looks crazy, don't get mad at her. I'll eat that. But guys, when I tell you this shit is incredible, you really should check this out.
The best scents ever.
LorraineCo.com, and we'll put it at the bottom of the screen. Thank you.
Thanks.
Already know, because doing what you already know, it feels like I don't care moment, because you being pure.
Yes.
I'm being pure. It seems like I don't care, but I'm being pure, King. I got to go fuck with this. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I have to go do this.
But to the outside person, it's behavior that we're used to. Your behavior. Like, it's like you've never behaved like none of them. You always behave. Like, to be honest with you, the one thing I love the most about you is that you always behave like Deb's son. And I know that sounds crazy because you was a street rapper, but you was always respectful to women.
Mm-hmm.
You loved your girl. It's like you always was like, I'm not going to look crazy for my mom. I'm not going to let y'all say that. That's what it is.
Yeah. Rogers.
Bro, I seen motherfuckers that call themselves KKK work with a black man for money.
I watched a black man they call scream black power. Fuck with a nigga that sell heroin. I watched a cop fuck a prostitute. I watched a politician cheat. I watched people eat sugar but get locked up for cocaine. I watched people sell fake food to you but get locked up for selling apples. It's just like, nigga, where do you fit? Right? So it's just like, hey, guess what? I'm just finna, bro, ain't no such thing as left and right in my world no more. I used to think like forward, back, left, right. I don't do that no more. It's only forward and no more going back.
Got you.
Because that's how life gotta be like that. My life from when I was 5 years old is, nigga, a million times different today.
Ooh.
So when people see me today, they see the 38 version of me. Like, they don't see the coming up version.
Yeah.
And it's not my job to sell you how I felt. Mm. It's to show you how I overcame it.
Got you.
Because trying to sell you something, it's like me giving you a textbook, and now you got my curriculum. Yep. Now I'm giving you a degree.
Yep.
In learning walk is yes. life, and I'm calling it a bachelor. Right. So.
So I wanted to ask you, the thing I like about you, well, let's take this, let's go somewhere else. So when you look at, like, when they say, man, we love Waka. Look how Waka loves his mama. We love Waka. Man, look how Waka treats his girl. We love Waka. Look how he treats his kids.
I also had infidelity in public. So it's niggas that don't like me, right?
No, no. But they don't beat you down for it. You still didn't handle it like a piece of shit.
I'm fighting back. That's why.
You still didn't handle it like a piece of shit, though.
I'm fighting back.
That's my point.
Wrong is wrong.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I always had niggas like, yo, it's hard. Like, nigga, I chose to do that, man. It ain't like, bro, I didn't know the consequences behind yes. this shit, all right? I could easily say I never was around married men, so I never knew the steps.
But you don't take that route. You just said you
fucked
up.
Right.
But that's it's the truth, though. So that's the truth of not saying. It's like, at the end of the day, it was choice. But when I see myself doing these things, I ask, hey, Waka, where were you at? What was you doing? What was you under influence? Who influenced you? What was you wearing? What was you hearing? You know what I'm saying? And then all that got similarities, 100%. So I gotta, if I'm in these environments, I can't be drunk. If I'm in these environments, I can't be smoking. If I'm in these environments, like, you have to be like that.
Ooh.
Because being intoxicated and trying to be committed, my nigga, is impossible.
Period.
Because your vibration is very low, my
nigga. Period. Mm-hmm. That's real.
Like, it's nothing to talk about. High vibration, need high vibration thoughts.
Yes.
And drinking low vibration period. Is low vibration thought.
And those don't mix together.
Yeah. Not at all. Because them monsters look like fucking dimes yes. when you drunk. Bro, you wake up, you be like,
you ain't lying.
What the fuck did I just do? Like, let me check this bitch phone.
But you ain't got no
hair. Man, what? Excuse me calling you a bitch.
No, it's all love.
But it's just shit like that.
No, but so I was saying that they love you for all of these reasons. And then you say, I fuck with Trump. And then it's like, oh, we hate that about him. And it's like, but if you love every other decision I made, why wouldn't you give me the benefit of the doubt for this decision even if
But I ain't looking for this.
No, I'm just saying that's how I look at it, because it's like you could look like if you love 9 things out about a person but you don't like one,
let
that's
help,
enough.
Let me help you out.
Okay.
Right quick. For you.
Go ahead.
Fuck the cameras.
Go ahead.
When I think about why you should accept me, I gave you the power
exactly.
of how I should feel.
Mm.
Bro, that's like you asked my blood type. It's AB. Why is it AB? Why ain't it? Nigga, that's what it is. It's over. I'm not about to. I can't go at it with a person that don't see the understanding. It's just the argument.
Mm-hmm.
And then now it's me persuading you and conforming you to think like me.
And you're never going
to
think like
me
because
I don't want to do that, okay? This is just why I stand. Mm. I'm black, bro. I'm black, Negro, Hebrew, Israelite, fucking Afro, whatever the fuck y'all boys want to call y'all, bro. I'm who I am, bro. My mom is who we are, bro. Our struggle is what it is.
Mm.
I don't care about no educated nigga telling me how I should be black.
Mm.
Or no ghetto nigga or no politician. I know who I am. I know what I stand for. I know why. And money didn't motivate that.
Mm. So what motivates you?
Me. That's it. Clean.
So I want to ask for the sake of asking. By the way, I don't have no issues with Trump at all. Like, so
I don't
have
no issue with nobody.
I'm not that guy, but I wanted to just ask, like, number one, it's two ways. You could have said you feel that way. And you could have kept quiet about it, but you didn't. And I want to know, why didn't you feel like why did you feel like you wanted to say it out loud? And then I also want to know from your, like, what is it that draws you to him over Kamala? I want to know.
Well, in that essence, then I have a reason, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's no over, it's no under, it's no side by side. This is what it is. It's not like... That's what it is.
Yeah.
You can hit me with your facts, and I'm not going to hit you with my facts. Yeah. I'm just going to listen and walk.
Yeah,
it's nothing that nobody could do to make me understand no other way. It's over with. I'm not about to get on stage at a fucking rally and look like a monkey with a hat on or mm-hmm. a cowboy with a hat on. Or it's not Waka King. That's not me.
Mm-hmm.
This is my decision. That's my profession.
Yeah.
And my profession don't have a motive to motivate people to act a certain way
mm.
or think a certain way or be a certain way. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's pure entertainment. So yeah. if I'm not in an environment being Waka Flocka Flame entertaining, then I don't want to be there.
Mm.
I can't be. Like, it's straight with me, brother.
Yeah.
Like, it's a straight with me. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't really party with people that don't
want to party. Like, nigga, if you're not, it's just a different vibe.
That's real. I love that. Go ahead.
You went from being a mainstream artist to advocating for mental health and financial literacy. What inspired that shift?
The people. People, ain't nobody else cared about it. Like, everybody just think we need money, bro. None of us in this room need money. We just need attention and resources.
Mm.
That's it, bro. Confident builders. That's all. Money ain't never help us, ever in life, bro. We are creators. What is money to a creator? Nothing. You know, nothing. But to another man, money to a creator is persuasion and manipulation.
Mm.
So I never could think like that. It's people, man. I'm going to these shows, and the people always ask me, like, bro, what should I do? Or like, what's next? And you ask yourself, like, damn, what could I really do for these people? Like, what could I do for a person that helped put broccoli on my table?
Mm-hmm.
That helped put Nikes on my feet? Like, what could I give him to help him put broccoli on his table and Nikes on his feet?
Mm.
Financial literacy, mental health, eating cleaner, being pure.
Still vegan?
Being relentless. Oh, I eat vegan, but I'm not vegan.
What does that mean?
Because vegan, soy, that's not good for me. That could turn my body into a female organism. Mm. It's just a lot of things. Nicotine is an eggplant. We eat a lot of eggplant. Some people can't. It's just, it gets so deep with shit like that. Like, and they live, right?
Yeah.
So you got fruits and veggies that live, so you're still eating something that's living.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So it's just the theology of, like, why not eating a living? I think people should only think about learning their body. My question is, before I eat vegan, why am I not learning about my whole body? I got over 600 muscles in my body. Ooh. I never even known that, but two.
Yeah.
Like, that shit dumb. It's just things like that. I just want to go back to what I need to know, because I got kids. I got God kids, I mean, not kids.
It's for the man, though. It's for the man in you more than it's for the artist. That ain't got nothing to do with it. It's just me as a man. Bro, I need to know this for my family.
See, my biggest accomplishment in my whole life, bro, is being a man.
Mm.
Nothing else. Like, to me, being a man, I think, like, I don't think, like, people actually grasp that idea.
Mm.
Like, even men on planet, like, our job as men is different, bro. A man could take care of a house of 20 people.
Mm-hmm.
With the support and a guidance of a woman.
Mm-hmm.
But you let the internet tell you is, oh, you following a woman or she dick riding.
Yeah.
But people got to learn how to run their house. I just love being a man, bro. Like that's
how you feel
everything
about today's world where everything is 50-50, who's he's to pay everything. Like, what do you think about those conversations?
Well, it depends what 50-50 is, right? People keep thinking 50-50 is just money.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right. So it's your 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the 50-50.
Mm.
And when you go with the 50-50, now you running with a narrative, right, when it comes to money, right? So think about money. Who controls money? The masters.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you don't want to think money, right? You want to think some 50-50 in your house. No matter if I'm doing all the work, I don't want to tell you how to live.
No, I'm just asking you. But see, that's why I don't usually ask these questions, but I see you when I see
but
you.
I love 50-50.
But I see a man, so I always like to ask him. Because, like, I agree with
you. I said 50-50.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you why I said 50-50.
So you say 50-50 over you paying all the bills?
I don't give a fuck. I pay every bill. I don't care. I say 50-50 because I still want my woman to know she could live to be that princess she wanted to be.
Mm.
She could still be that hard worker that she wanted to be. She could still be that mother she wanted to be. But I never knew that being married. I knew that after.
Mm.
So this is why I say 50-50. I try to take care of a woman and do that. You ain't doing but closing her fucking mouth and her ideas, because
exactly.
Now she dependent on your money.
Exactly.
And you got used to her lifestyle that now she can't provide because she out of her league and out of her time and out of her understanding.
Mm.
So that's just a different whole, like, scenario and two.
And you did this 20 versus one thing.
Yeah.
And you checked this young lady, but it was like the way a dad would. Like, what? You too out there for me.
Like, I just felt uncomfortable, man. You know, girls is pretty, though. Don't get it twisted. They all cute, but it's still like, it's that, like I'm a Gemini, bro.
Yeah.
I got to think a mile. So I start thinking in my head, like, all right, we have sex. After sex, what are we going to talk about? After we talk about, is she valuable? What does she offer? What's she work? What's she do? Does she know credit? Does she know financial? Does she get manipulated? Does she not clean? Does she not pay bills? It's just shit like that.
Yeah.
So I could rub off as crazy because I'm really thinking about this.
Yeah, me too.
What if I make a mistake? Who are you? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, it's a lot to go with that shit. Like, so, and they just was young as fuck. Like, I don't know, man. When I was younger, girls is just like, what? I'm going to be a doctor. I'm going to run this. They had like career goals. Thinking.
I agree.
They had, bro, real nigga shit. Like, bro, girls, they never was like, I'm finna get on MySpace and be lit. Or Facebook. You like, what, man? That shit is fake.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was fake to us, but it's real to them.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. So you had real trades and professional women when we were younger. So women wanted to really be professionals. Like, this thing about our mama, who they had to look up to, Madam C.J. Walker, mm-hmm. Maya Angelou's, they had big dog women.
Yeah.
White, black, Asian, Spanish, everybody had big dog elder women to look up to. Nowadays, they put the Selenas, respectfully,
mm-hmm.
the Whitney Houstons, or this, but respect to them. They entertainers.
Yeah.
So now people is just thinking about a rhythm to their life of entertainment instead of finding a rhythm to their life
of trades and professions. I think you just pointed out the biggest problem in today's world.
Yes.
Is that everybody wants to be somebody and they feel like, it's almost like I can be a star wife now, right? I could be a superstar wife. Like, I could be a superstar anything.
Side chick. Yeah, yeah. I could be a superstar.
It's superstar side chick. Yes. It is.
Well, shit. That's how they feel. Again, that's people that is not thinking for their family. But then you have a person say, I'm from a foster home. I don't have a family.
Mm.
I was abused by my father. And then they grow into this without caregivers and healers as they grew up. So you got to know who giving people comfort to.
Mm.
Right, so a lot of people are going with comfort because we're at a time in life where, bro, it's stressful, bro.
Mm.
Right, like people go overdo shit because they want to be comfortable.
Yeah,
and I just don't want to be that person to ever make somebody feel like they go, I had to do that.
Got you.
So you just living in an era like that. So these women feel comfortable being like that because they catching success quicker. But a lot of women that's doing it, and a lot of men that's doing it, and a lot of kids that's doing it, finding out that quick road to success. You still need a mentality.
Mm-hmm.
You still need trades, mm-hmm. skills, credit.
Something.
You gotta business bring something credit. Yes. You need a lot of shit yes. with that money on. Because if you don't get it, all that money you made, you got to go figure it out and yep. do it and hope nobody steal from you.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That shit just, it get, and that's when people start smoking. That's when people get depressed. That's when, like, it's just a lot of, man, it's fucked up, King. I ain't going to lie to you, bro.
Is it, what do you want to do? You're 38. What do you want the next 5 years of Walker's life to look like? Like, what? Do you, obviously you want to keep living your life, but like I'm talking about professionally, like is there anything you want to accomplish? Is it music? Is it film? Is it something else? Like,
oh yeah, that's my secret.
Okay.
You know, I learned, man, the devil only hear what you say.
Mm.
God only know what you think.
What's good, y'all? This is Ray Daniels, aka The Culture Referee, and I'm here to talk to you about YKTV Magazine, which is the number one magazine for prison entertainment. These prisoners are sitting in jail. They have nothing to do but read these magazines and read your ads, buy your music, support your business, anything that you can do that's online commerce. They already have published over 140 magazines with 36 major artists that have covered it, and I'm giving you an opportunity to advertise this magazine and get directly to an audience that you know has the time and the money to spend. Info at the bottom, info at the God Show. Holla at us, whether you're an artist, producer, whoever you are. We can help you with your business. Holla at us to get to YKTV.
So,
bar. Man, that is. Bars. Say bar. That one more time, brother.
The devil only know what you hear. God only know what you think. That's why intention is powerful. So when people manipulate me with their words and start talking, I just listen to the vibration of it. And if it vibrate low, it's some lies there.
Mm.
So and music taught me that, bro, because, bro, just know, bro, I'm tired of seeing niggas go hungry and starve and miseducated and all this shit. So, bro, I'm just gonna hope that I could be a part of providing for that. I'm gonna play my part.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna try to be the lead of it. I'm not gonna try to say this is the best route. I'm just going to play my part, and I hope that rub off on the people that can see me, feel me, touch me, talk to me, and want to do it in their life however they feel like.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language? Maybe you were inspired by a recent international trip, became obsessed with a foreign film or TV show, wanted to communicate better with a loved one, or just felt like developing a new skill. With Rosetta Stone, learning a new language is easier than you thought. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Japanese, Dutch, and more. learning is immersive and designed for long-term retention, so you fully learn to speak, listen, and even think in that language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Every day when you log into ChumbaCasino.com, the ultimate online social casino, you get a free daily bonus. Imagine if you got daily bonuses in other parts of your life.
I chose French fries over loaded French fries.
I asked Stuart from accounting about his weekend, even though I don't care.
I updated my operating system without having to call tech support.
Collect your free daily bonus at ChumbaCasino.com now. And live the Chumba life.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
But I don't want people thinking that you got to give up $100 billion to do it. Mm. Like, you don't got to do that. But I just want to be some light for folks. That's why I don't be trying to pull up in fire-ass cars no more, because I don't want you thinking that this what it took to, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, this is what it is, yeah.
My
I love
car
that.
Got 110,000 miles on that motherfucker. I'm in a goddamn 2021 Escalade, bro. Mm. Because I had to break out of getting new cars all the time. And I was wasting it. And at the same time, I'm killing the ozone, I'm killing Earth, the universe that's helping me do the one thing before all of this shit is breathe. Mm. So if the one thing helping me breathe and knowing I'm just driving around putting exhaust, smoking weed, getting my truck, whatever, blah, blah, blah. You think the universe, when it thunderstorm, a tree won't go fall on me, it's going to miss me or hit me?
Mm.
That's what my mind think. As a gangster rapper, right?
Yeah,
that's just it. I just think of a lot of the wrong I seen, brother. That's it, man. I just want to be happy, bro. Mm. And I'm happy as fuck. So to try to take me out of this shit is impossible. Mm. You really going to have to kill me to get me out of this mode. Like, I can't be mad. I can get kicked out of my house and they'll be mad.
Because
maybe God got a different plan. It's just a different vibe.
You like, just really flowing like water. You just letting it.
Like, I did all that other shit, bro. When I kept it gangster, they kicked me out all the clubs, banned me from 32 states. I couldn't fall off. I couldn't perform.
Oh, you banned from 32 states?
Bro,
states.
At a point
how do you get banned from 32 states?
Hey, brother, I don't know. I went
like,
to,
what does that look like, though? Like when you get up the plane, do they, like, how does that look?
Oh, police shut it down. Done. Promoters say, yo, we can't book. Or artists were saying, yo, we ain't performing Waka. It's too crazy. Real artists. I really have facts. It's just people just, they isolated me, right? So it forced me to be going the route I'm at today. Yeah.
Damn, bro. You got something? Because I'm like.
No, but I don't want no sympathy, you know what I'm saying?
No.
Like, this is what it takes to be successful.
You're very enlightened.
Yes.
And, you know, you usually don't have those enlightened, you don't meet those enlightened, successful people. Because you usually meet somebody enlightened,
right,
but it's like,
yeah, you're right.
Successful and enlightened, which means you're showing, like, here's the formula to how to win. Do you take care of your family, love your family, eat healthy, be clean, be a good person, and the rest of that shit will fall into place as it goes. Like, that's man shit, bro.
Brian, I have not yet seen an older hip hop elder. It's woke as Waka Flocka is. I never had a nigga come to me like, hey, Waka, let me give you the deal I know you need. Yo, here go $10 million. But I watched that nigga give a nigga that same amount of money that telling niggas to do everything crazy. That's not even a martyr. Like, and I'm watching it. So that's kind of shit that I deal with. So I'm looking like, bro, this world kind of fucked up, bro. Like, it ain't for me to just judge them. But at the same time, I said this because I don't want y'all niggas to feel comfortable trying to come dap me up.
Mm.
Because, bro, you're not finna go get this energy that you want. And you're not gonna get no hater energy. You just gonna get a doubt. Like, what's up, bro? Hey, yo.
Yeah.
And I'm out. Like, ain't no enlightenment, nothing. Like, for me, I ain't enlightening no nigga that's closing the door to everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
If I see you close the door to 100 people, open your back door to me, I'm not fucking
fuck
with you.
Fuck that. That's the most sucker shit. I ain't fucking with you. I hate that.
Hell no. I watch people do that all day. I went to colleges, bro, with like, it's just some weird ass shit was going on. And I was the person that talked to these kids, and 7 years later, bro, I watched these kids come to me. He's like, Walker, you was the only guy that ever told me this. I never knew this about life. It just, bro, I've been through some serious situations. I've been with an African that never heard the word nigga.
What?
Yes, bro. I've been in Italy where they didn't know John Gotti or Capone. So it's just like, what the fuck? Like, bro, the Matrix for me was, whatever.
That sounds crazy.
I'm just telling y'all, bro, watch what we glorify, man. That's all I can tell you.
Quick question, just curious. Do you still talk to Gucci?
Nah, I don't talk to him.
You haven't talked to how long?
I don't even know.
Do you want to talk to him?
What's the purpose?
I mean, y'all was brothers. Y'all shared rooms.
That's why I'm telling you, like, what's the purpose, though, right? I have no purpose on talking to Gooch. The only thing I could do with him is laugh when we gray.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, okay. Okay, I got you.
Like, but we just two different people, man. The shit he accepts, the shit he allows, the shit he do. I can't do that. I did it at 23 years old.
Mm.
I can't look something and don't talk something and be something.
Mm.
And I love that of his change because, bro, Goose, he had it hard as fuck.
Man, like for him to be where he is now, after everything, that shit is.
But I'm talking about like from a family aspect.
That's what I'm talking about. Like I heard stories about him. Like
he just, but that still shouldn't make you who you are or what you are. But I don't want to get into it.
No, I'm just asking.
I just love what he is, bro. And I feel like me talking to him will disturb that shit. So I don't want to disturb his happiness.
Mm.
Right? Because my whole job was to help him get to where the fuck he was at.
Mm.
I just know when I got married, I ate vegan. I got clean. My nigga came out and did it to the maximum. So I seen the motivation.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you motherfucking right, nigga.
Yeah.
Like to me, bro, it feel good because I know how it feel when we sat in his old school. He got clear Jordans on, and I got a big ass white tee on. Like, and to see a nigga now, it's like, yeah, bro, I'm straight.
Yeah.
Like I'm just not Gucci. I don't want cars and clothes. Yeah. I'm just not the nigga. I'm just the kind of nigga that want the house. I want the travel.
Yeah.
I want the goddamn the family Disney thing, World with everybody like laughing and shit. Yeah. I'm that nigga, bro. But I can't cook. Bro.
Yeah. So how you get your vegan food? How do you get your food? Like
I got Chef Rachel.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Healthy vegan. She the best vegan chef will be in Atlanta. We about to great to open up a vegan spot. She's the only reason I'm well eat vegan.
Really?
Because I honestly trust that her food actually tastes that good. Her question always is, Waka is vegan, right? I'm like, yeah, sure. Do it taste good? I'm like, nope, and not vegan then.
Exactly.
That's her shit. Hell, she fire.
Mm.
I should, man, next time I come, I'm gonna cater y'all some of the vegan food.
Hey,
we off that.
I'll cater y'all some vegan food.
Everybody clapping the shit. It's vegan food. Listen, yep, I want y'all.
Nobody hate vegan.
I want y'all to be just as excited to go to his restaurant when it opens and spend some money too.
No. Watch this though. It could be beef and broccoli, chicken and broccoli. It could be jerk chicken. It could be lasagna.
But it's vegan.
I need parts. I'm curious. I need to see it to believe it. I ain't gonna lie,
I'm
man.
A big guy, bro. I'm big, bro. I'm big back. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Big
when back. I hear that shit, I start got this shaking dreads. You know what I mean? It's a difference, man.
So is it anything that you want to do personally? Like,
I just want to motivate people, man. I'm gonna bring you closer to God, man.
Mm.
That's it. I swear. Like, I really want you to know, goddamn. Like, boy, shoof. That shit crazy.
What's your favorite Atlanta era? What's your favorite?
Shit now. That's it. But my eyes be watering talking about God. That shit weird.
Nah, it's love.
But God real, boy. I be trying to tell you, nigga.
Real. That's real.
Yeah, yeah.
Nah, that ain't. Matter of fact, you know, some real nigga shit if you want it. Yeah, I mean, I don't have to do it. I'm going to just put it
down. Yeah. I ain't know my life.
Look, Sarah, like nigga usually hand it. I'm like, I ain't going to hand it. I'm just going to put it down. You want to grab it, grab it. If you don't,
nah, you know, bro,
I got you, brother.
God, because by law, so many partners, bro, of just understanding how we think, bro. That shit crazy, bro. Family members on how they eat and how they think. It's just, bro, you got to goddamn, you got to look forward.
Do you feel lucky?
Hell no, nah. ain't no luck in the house of God, bro.
Mm.
Ain't no such thing as bad luck. Bad luck is your bad decision. Good luck is your good decision. and you get the energy of good luck. So if you show love, if I guarantee you, bro, if you love yourself, I guarantee you the more people that love you will come around you. Mm. If you celebrate your organs, you celebrate your blood, you celebrate your life, watch celebration come around you. Mm. But I guarantee you, if you kill your body, beat your body up, watch the people, how they treat you. Watch. I promise to God, bro, it's really a real fact on how you teach yourself is how your life is going to be. How you treat yourself, I guarantee you.
If you prioritize yourself, the world prioritize you.
Bro, I'm not thinking about what the world gonna do. Again, that's God's job. Mm. See, a lot of us start doing God's job. So all we be talking about is God's job. Like, yo, who you see, that's God's job. I see what I gotta do. You have to focus on your two. Once you know yourself, then you can start thinking broad. But other than that, hell no. Because I was lost, bro. I ain't even gonna lie to you, bro. I was out this bitch going head first, bro. And I still knock a nigga teeth down his mother. I make a nigga chew his front teeth right now. But do that make me crazy? No. Would I want to do that? No. That's going to be a million and one thing to do. After a million things not to do, that one thing, fuck it, I got to do it. Right?
So crash out.
Yeah, got to crash, my nigga, because you got to feel this shit. So it's still that vibe, right? But it's not those intentions. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm telling people. And I gangbang, nigga. I'm from Elm Street, Paru.
Yeah.
On Paru, I'm from that.
Yeah.
But I owe that. And to this day, bro, every day I walk, bro, I ask God, what the fuck can I bring to set? What can I bring niggas in the hood to stop them from gangbanging? Mm. And not in a way because you killing, you doing this, you that. Because it's light, bro. God is really there. Like, that's all I'm saying, bro. That's what I live for. Like, when I went to California, bro, I went there trying to be something else, bro. I could have lost my life. I wanted to wake people up. Like, when I go to Riverdale, I want to wake people up. Like, when I go do shows, I want to wake people up. Like, that's my whole motivation. Mm. And I'm going to do that shit until the day I die.
Because
that's my purpose. Now, I learned my purpose through music.
Yeah. I'll ask you a question on some Atlanta shit. Give me Walker's, and not including you, your top five favorite artists from our city.
My top five favorite artists from this city?
Yeah.
No order?
No order. I mean, if you got an order, cool, but I don't want to have to put the pressure in. I'm just curious.
Pastor Troy.
Shout out to Troy.
Kilo Ali.
Shout out to Kilo.
I just got to say the whole goddamn Bankhead era.
The whole Bankhead.
From the Bankhead Bounce. Shout out to during that era.
That was D-Rock from Ying Yang Twins.
I feel like one artist. I feel like all that old school music from Juke Your Boy to the Nux If You Buck. Mm-hmm. See, Nux If You Buck come from an era.
Yeah.
They came from an era they crowned.
Yes.
Like, I think it was more like, it was the house party era for me.
Yeah.
Outkast, Dungeon Family was like, to me, Dungeon Family was like, if I had to put an order, they was at the creme de la creme top because they was the guys that did all of this and got awoken.
Yes.
And became, you know what I'm saying?
They woke us up. Like that, like they woke, like get up, get out and get something. Like they were like us. And to me, I feel like that's what I like. Rappers now are what we aspire to be. When Outkast came out, nigga, they were like us. That's what I liked about
it. But they still was my OGs. Let me get to my top. I got you.
Okay.
It was Troy, Kilo Ali. Ludacris is definitely like my top Atlanta rapper.
Luda.
To me personally, nobody raps better than
Southside and Hiburgo.
There's nobody from Atlanta, and I'm gonna say this, my boy. You get on a track with Ludacris. Watch what he do to you.
Nobody.
Bro, he's not playing.
Nobody.
Like, home ain't playing.
If every rapper in Atlanta history had to put a verse on the song, to me, Luda's
gonna
one
stand
verse.
Out.
Luda and Dre. That's like, it was like, ooh, who gonna kill it?
I ain't gonna count. I like Ludacris overall.
But Dre gotta wanna kill it though. Cause Dre might come on some introspective, like just like lazy flow. Not like it's not good, but it's like Luda's gonna always come like the nigga before me and the nigga after me. Y'all gonna have it hard.
There's definitely Luda, Gucci,
Troy,
Kilo,
and Dungeon Family.
But that's groups. Who's the last rapper? Damn. I don't know. Who's number five? It gotta be Jeezy.
Ooh.
Yeah, yo. It gotta be Ludacris, Jeezy, Gucci, Troy, and Kilo Ali. For sure.
That's a respectable list. Because you went to the OGs, Troy, because what Pastor Troy did for this city.
Oh, man.
What massive. Pastor Troy did for this city, man.
Pastor Troy showed me the power, like, bro, home, first of all, how I had gangs and groups of people, but Pastor Troy was the first person.
Yes, DSGB.
What?
Nigga, that shit meant, by the way, it meant something. This, Pastor Troy, to me, is the first artist to make you proud to be from Georgia.
Bro, I'm talking from South Georgia.
Yes. Savannah, Augusta, no matter what. Like,
but them folk was so deep. Boy, what, nigga? Them niggas in that all black.
Yep. Whew.
That was a different kind of group, man. Boy. But Troy came. You know, I love Troy so much because he had a Tupac effect on me.
Mm.
He had a song called Vice Versa.
Nigga, what?
Right?
Yeah.
That, bro, that shit was real, though. Cause I always used to think to myself, like, damn, man, what if this shit was like in reverse?
Mm.
Like, I always thought about stuff like that. So that song, that shit was so powerful. And Brenda, help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda. I'm a real reality. Fuck the dumb shit.
Uh-huh. Nigga, what?
Like, what, nigga? Troy was dumb.
And the thing about it that he went at.
Oh, I gotta add one person, bro. Soulja Boy too.
Soulja Boy?
Hell yeah, bro. What the fuck? That nigga was so hard in the clubs.
Yeah, he did. He came with the fuck? He the first viral
bro,
star.
Bro, Soulja Boy was like, yes. Waka Flocka. Yeah. Like, he basically had the effect. Like, I really, like, the word, like, Flocka come from Soulja. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, wow. I know.
Yeah,
that.
Oh, God. Like, Lil Brothers, he used to live in the neighborhood behind us. He came. I was like, hey, bro, I need a feature. I remember one time, I was on, like, hey, bro, give me a guy. Nigga, I ain't got no rap, nigga. Soulja was the first rap feature I ever had.
Wow.
Real talk. That was my little brother. He really like, man, bro, you gotta just be repetitive, man. Let him know, bro. Flocka. Just keep saying Flocka. Like, bro, listen to the cassette in one song. He's like, this the ad lib. This shit gonna be big.
I didn't know. Yep. I didn't know Soulja gave you that ad lib.
Yeah, yeah. He gave my first CD. It's called Ice Grill, Ice Chain, Ice Ring, Iced Out. Well, yeah. Soulja solid, bro. The industry did that shit to him. These fucking people he look up to on drugs did that shit to him, bro. Mm. Him not getting his credit did that shit to him, bro. Like, it's a lot of shit, bro.
I didn't know that. Soulja Flocka.
Bro, I could fight Soulja Boy when I see him. That's how much I love him like a brother. I be wanting to fuck him up.
Hold on. What you fuck? Hold on.
I be wanting to fuck him up as a brother.
Like, I don't make sense.
No, I'm talking brotherly to fight.
I know, but I want to get into that. Like,
I want to fuck you up, bro.
I'll fuck you up as a brother. Like,
hell, bro. That nigga be making me mad as hell, bro.
Oh, I mean, like, as a brother,
what
yeah.
What the fuck? This nigga so smart, bro.
Yeah.
Bro, oh my God. He don't fuck with me. He know I'm getting on his ass.
That's
he,
L.A. shit, though.
He ducking me.
To me, that's L.A.
He go duck my car. Fuck you, Walker. Yeah. I ain't fucking
that's
with
a
you.
LA, that's what L.A.
Man, I ain't blaming L.A. I don't know what
Nah, that's what L.A. shit. Because L.A. makes you feel like you got to chase it. In Atlanta, you could go, like, dog, you just said, you can go to your hood in Atlanta, and they going to love you, bro.
Soulja Boy is rich. He just ain't expectational rich. He's not the rich people want him to be, the billionaire guy.
But he's rich.
That little nigga rich as hell, bro.
Yeah.
I don't never want to get it twisted. He's the first nigga I seen, like, as a rapper, really get money.
Money.
Like, I don't want, like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just a factual person. Like, I just know facts.
Hold on, so how much, y'all age? Y'all around the same age?
Yeah, you're a soldier. For sure.
That's crazy because he feels so much younger than you because he came in as a kid.
Yeah, I break down my top five. I like Kilo Ali because, bro, he had women.
Yep.
Ooh, baby. He just made, like, I'm like, God damn, this rollerblade music.
Yes. But yes, my boy, Skate Town music.
Yes,
Skate Town. You go to Skate Town.
Wait, bro, you play Kilo Ali on the rollerblades? It's game time, bro.
Kilo,
Pastor
sure.
Troy was just gangster crump.
He was just gangster crump.
You know what I'm saying? Ludacris was like the rapper. I was like, if I make it, I'll be Ludacris.
Mm.
Jeezy was the street side that made niggas actually respect Atlanta. Gucci was just a fucking character.
Yeah.
Like, he was so many personalities you wish you was. You know what I'm saying? And Gucci made niggas fear the South.
Mm.
So that's why I fucked up. And Soulja Boy made you want to dance in the South.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So that was like my whole collection.
And Troy made
of like
you respect the South.
Oh, for sure. That ain't even no question. Beyond, man, you finna get them hands and feet fucking with Troy.
What, nigga?
Like, hands and feet. So when I see Troy all the time, bro, I remember one time he let me grab his belt. Bro, I was in the inside, like, bro, I know this shit lame as hell, but I'm happy as a motherfucker.
What? What? Hey. Hold on. Listen, we saw Troy perform like last week at OJ the Juice Man event, and I got Chastity. She's from New York. So she's like, you know, it's like this some local shit. So Troy comes out and we turned up and she's like, so who is this? I'm like, that's Pastor Troy. She was like, well, what's the belt? I said, the belt he got the belt since he took out No Limit, and a nigga been wearing the belt since, nigga. And he won a nigga. I'm like, she's like, what? I'm like, no.
Hey, this P.
This P.
Hey, the
first time we was, it was, but I'm telling you, no, Chad, it was the first time, because in Atlanta, you got to remember, it was Kilo, you know, and you had Hitman Sammy Sam. He was gangster.
Oh,
but
shit.
He was still doing booty shake music, though.
Intoxicated. What? They can't fuck what? With me. I mean, he had nigga drinking, though. That's crazy, bro. This man really had me drinking beer.
Yeah. Huh? Who, Hitman?
Hitman Sammy Sam.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But like, when I'm telling you, like, you got to understand, Atlanta was, if we want to hear street music, we play Memphis and Texas shit. You play UGK, you play A Baller MJG. Atlanta was like, and local shit was shouting, freak a little something. That was us. And then Troy comes. And by the way, we was all No Limit soldiers.
Right.
Nigga, yeah, we was No Limit soldiers, nigga. And then Troy comes and he go, hey, tell nigga Pastor P. He said, tell nigga P. Them down south Georgia, and it was like we was against P. It was like you had to be. It was like them down south Georgia boys ready for war.
P was just the uncle that you wanted to go like.
Yes,
with. And
yes.
That was like the nephew, the wild
yes.
nephew.
Yes, exactly. Like nah, but P was like, shout out to P by the way. But that
hell
was
nah.
to me.
He ain't no fucking combatant master.
That's what I'm just saying. Like he did the show, so I will make sure I shout him out.
He
but
put
I'm
the
saying,
love in Georgia, like it was like
Troy. But when Troy came. I wish that Atlanta gave him more respect.
He FYI, was, I'm he was not 2 years too early. To talk about this. I was a kid.
Go ahead.
See, people in my position love getting on interviews and on podcasts, talking like they actually was walking around and mingling like, nigga, you was a kid.
Yeah.
Like, I just want y'all to know the kid of me is talking about this.
Yes, exactly.
So I wish that get corrected on podcasts a lot.
Yeah.
So a lot of niggas talking about shit they was not even allowed or didn't even know existed.
Yeah.
But y'all, I ain't gonna lie. Respectfully.
Walker, I ain't gonna lie. I was one of the kids that jumped the gate at Lakewood the day that P came out.
Oh, that Lakewood show?
That show, that was probably the most legendary birthday bash moment I've ever seen.
Oh my
nigga,
God.
Nigga, first of all, P was a headliner. And he told Atlanta, from what I know, he can't perform if y'all want us to come. And by the way, all Troy really had was No More Playing GA. And nigga, everybody, nigga, Timbaland and fucking Magoo perform, Slick Rick. I remember.
That really was the start record, though.
Yes.
That's crazy.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, I'm there and I'm crazy. Watching, and literally y'all got to understand something. Master What's P is up? Out there singing, make him say, between every song. It's 20,000 people between every song. We read, like, it was like war, my nigga. It was like, and then Goody Mob brought that nigga out after they performed Watch for the Hook. Cause you gotta remember, this the internet didn't resist that. We don't even know what this nigga look like. He has an album cover, but you can't see his face. When that nigga came out and that fucking beat dropped, it was like the ground shook. And then you know the beat dropped, and then the bullets coming. Oh well, man. I'm sorry. I love being from Atlanta. I'm sorry, man. Like I just love it because it was so for real. Nigga, C Murder was on stage. Where that bitch ass nigga at? Tell that nigga come say that to my face. C Murder was going crazy on stage. Where that nigga at? But he was, as big as y'all are.
See, I was a young nigga.
And listen, Walker, as big as y'all are, they're still Atlanta, and that's still one of us. So it was kind of like, and by the way, this is Atlanta getting his identity. It's like, you know, this is Atlanta going from booty shake to like, nah, we got a little, like, we them down south Georgia. It was like, it was a different time in our era. I miss that era more than Atlanta anything. From 1998 to 2008 to me,
was the best era. Hey, shit, since I lived there, this shit been lit. Like, my first weekend here, I went to NBK. Magic Johnson Theater. I was like, what the fuck?
They knocked it down, bro.
These people got, nigga, I'm in fourth grade going to the club. I'm like, damn, this what they do in the club. Like, bro, I was fucked up, bro. Yo, I came
how
home.
Are you? How are you?
Bro, I was like going to fifth grade. Like,
and
bro,
you was in the club drunk?
No, I'm talking about, I'm in the club. We drinking, like, the pitchers, you know what I'm saying? Like the Twizzlers, hot dogs, shit like this. Cause you know all this, it was skating ring, but in the back of all the skating rings, it was that little club that go on at 11 o'clock, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Bro, I'm in there, I see girls twerk. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Yo, I call my cousin Kadonica, I'm like, yo, nigga, they got a club down. Y'all niggas gotta come down. Yo, y'all gotta come down Thanksgiving. Yo, this shit crazy. I swear to God, I'll never forget it. But my cousins came down. Bro, that shit was so, I was turned the fuck out. Like, it was over with. I said, I'm never leaving this motherfucker. It's over.
Never.
It's what?
Never.
They kids down here. I can play ball. Nigga, I ain't gotta worry about people like this. Your nephew, your mama, your daddy, my nigga. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, hey, look, I don't know what my father did. This nigga crazy. But, yo, that shit.
You still close to your dad?
I passed, man. You know, I grew up with him. You can't be saying who your dad was. That nigga's a gangster. Oh. My father was a genius, though. He was always a smart guy, intelligent.
I just got his transcript. I was reading with my brother, man. He used to make my father walk 2 miles. 2 miles to the hospital in prison.
Why?
He's just one of those leaders. Like, I found so much powerful stuff out about him, but that's a whole
That's fire, though. But yeah, take pride in the man, because, you know, you start looking at yourself.
He's a powerful Muslim, man. Yeah. Definitely was like in the 5 percenters and 7 crown eras and all that. Yeah. The lady nomads. My mom's is that. Like, it was, I come from some shit, but it was like.
Is there anybody you want to work with that you haven't worked with yet?
Nas.
Talk that.
KRS-One.
Talk that. The greatest rapper ever.
Yeah,
talk
that. We're doing some Andre 3000. I want to work with him.
Hold on. So you do a song with KRS-One right now?
What?
Yes.
No. I'm not. First of all, I love that. Let me just say. I'm just saying the A&R in me.
I'm not gonna.
It's kind of like, what is Waka Flocka?
I got a song. I got a song like for me, Nas, KRS-One right now. It's called Enslaved, and the hook it come on, but they enslaved us. Never paid us, the forgotten ones. Why they hate us, Lord? Da 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 da. Yeah, I killed this shit. I say that shit too. Just
so Nas and KRS-One. That's the top.
KRS-One. He popped up at one of my shows though. That shit was the hardest shit on earth.
That shit made your day.
I was in Germany. That nigga popped up and I was on stage rapping. He was like I was freestyling. He's like, yo, I'm like, what the fuck? This KRS-One.
Right. Right.
Real like, he's so genius out. Like a lot of my gang come from KRS-One. Mm. I studied his shit. African Boombadas. Mm. I studied that. Because that's what I loved about music. It's different. Like hip hop for me, when being in New York, come from a more like a fighting Afro perspective.
Yeah.
Like this shit is the only way we could talk.
Yeah.
So when I see niggas rap about Brock being drugs and killing, I can't fuck with that.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying I can't fuck with you.
Yeah.
But I just. Nah, music for me was a talk about the shit that couldn't be heard, or give people some happiness because life is hard as fuck. It was either the two.
Therapy.
Yeah, and I fucked up in school because I didn't learn the difference between grammar. Like I couldn't tell a nigga the difference between adjective, noun, pronoun, proverb. I wouldn't even fucking know how to put a comma in a sentence. But do that get me paid?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So people act and talk like this, but truthfully, that's dumb, right? I should have learned that then. I would have had better bars right now. I'd have fucking been. You niggas.
We already like what you did. So.
No, I love it. I love it. Yeah. That's just whatever. But damn, it's definitely guys like that, man. That's incredible.
So KRS-One and Nas. So let me ask you: you also have a diamond record under your belt. Right?
Yeah.
Most niggas don't have that.
That's shout out to Reese, too.
Shout out to Reese. I love Reese. I wanted to ask you, how did that song come up? Was it?
It's three main people that I give, super credit to.
We got a segment for that. We got a segment for that. We have a segment called Credit Check.
Oh, all right, bro.
Where we let you do that because I hate flowers. Give me my credit.
Yeah.
But how did No Hands come about?
Oh,
and
no,
did you know
No Hands? No, I ain't know shit. I'm not gonna lie.
The way you come in that shit, man.
No Hands happened because this one Gooch first got out. This one Gooch was doing I think it was No Pad, No Pencil, or First Day Out.
Mm-hmm.
He first got out of jail, all the cameras that was in Patchwork. I'm like, hey, I'm finna get in the B room. So I get that B room. But you know, my sessions then, I always wanted to be a party. So we got a drink, nigga, this shit gotta be fun.
Yeah.
So Roscoe in there, that's the bro.
Yeah, shout out to Roscoe.
That's my dog. So we in there making, he's like, man, you got to get a girl record. Roscoe used to always be like, man, bro, you need a girl record, bro. Yeah. Like, that's how we call it, girl record.
Yeah, exactly.
It was nothing else, no booty shaking. Yeah. It was like girl record.
A record for the chick.
So we wasn't thinking about it being no twerking record. We wanted a girl record. So Roscoe came like, I'm just going to do the hook. Because if you do the hook, you're
going to lose. We're going to lose, exactly.
Man, Roscoe, bro. One thing about Roscoe, my nigga, he'll go in there and do 7 records.
Yeah,
he's just like
he's special, man. He really had. He really
Yeah, his management was a piece of fucking shit.
I don't know what his management was, but I knew he had some.
I do.
Okay,
I do.
It was fucked up business.
He running around talking about he could be that nigga still. But I'm just being 100.
Nah, we like that though.
But Roscoe did it, and then Reese came in. Like, you know, Reese, that family. She yeah, just coming in, coming. She's like, man, y'all need to get, we need to get Wale in here. That's when Wale was coming.
Yeah, that's Wale
he
was running the through the city. Down yep. here.
So I guess it's running through. Yeah. Plus, we like, nigga, that's Wale. We fought with him.
Yeah.
So Wale just pulled up and added the lyrical essence.
Mm.
So Wale came right in. It was like, oh, nah, this shit hard.
Yeah.
Like, look, no, hey, immediately. So it oh, just wow. happened. So I actually did my verse last, I think. Hell yeah, because Roscoe.
But your verse was first, though.
I think I all did my that, verse. No, I did my verse first. I did do my verse first, because Roscoe did the hook. He came in there. He's like, he came out. I'm like, shit, I'm finna go right
yeah,
in there.
Yeah.
Like,
fuck. We get a verse on this.
That's how it happened. And then Roscoe was writing his, whatever he's doing the first day, and that's when Richie brought Wale in. Mm. Wale was like, fuck it, I'm jumping in.
Yeah.
And Roscoe was like, fuck, all right. Because
to be honest, it felt like the most random record, but it was smash.
But all our shit was random then.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just invite people to the studio. It wasn't about having your crew, my crew, that shit corny. Like,
yeah,
hell nah, we rappers, bro. Let the rappers come in here.
Mm. Yeah, I by the way, shout out to Reese. I didn't even know Reese had something to do with that.
What? Reese? I just seen Reese in the car, like, y'all owe you a plaque.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, man, Reese, you gotta get a plaque, bro.
It's Reese, DJ Love De Niro. If it was for him, I would have never played that shit in my
Queens.
Shows. Queens, no cute, Queens get the money. And,
Jack ain't here.
And Greg Street.
And Greg Street.
Greg Street,
shout out to Greg Street.
Bro, Greg threw that shit on the radio the same night we made it.
What?
He like, this shit a smash. And press the button.
Oh, wow.
That shit, but that, it's like a perfect record, by the way. Like, it's like a perfect record, by the way. Like, you come, like, the hook comes in first, then you come, your verse is easy to follow.
I was just on fire, though. I'm gonna be 100, bro. This me just, I never really said this on camera, but when I was out, bro, nobody mattered.
Ooh.
Like, but I made everybody matter. I could have been an artist, bro, that really kept going and shitting on people. But I didn't. I went straight to underdogs.
Mm.
So at the time of that record, I was hot already with hella like female fans and no record. The only record I had at that time was Clap. Well, I think Clap for Money.
Not Round of Applause.
Nah, Run Up. None of that shit was out.
Well, that shit was that was another smash.
No, that was a smash.
No. I had some other shit. Oh, some stupid ass shit called Miss Flocka, a record. Like, down ass chick. It's like, yes, you can be my down ass chick. You don't gotta work no more. Rent free, bill free, school tuition is on me, blah, blah, blah. So,
I think I was talking paying school tuition back then. Let's pop a walk and pay school tuition. I love paying school tuition.
I was
nigga.
Young.
I love that.
Shit.
But you were still mature. Nigga, that's some mature
that
shit to say
today.
When you were a kid.
Right. Oh, yeah,
I would pay a tuition.
Because again, look at our mentality. We was thinking careers.
Yeah.
So that's, we was thinking household. I was rapping like a household rapper.
Mm.
So it was different. And then when I had finally had a girl record that Wale was in the same class as me, but Wale was like put it like this, Wale was like the nigga that went to college and I'm the nigga in the streets.
Mm.
And Roscoe had the fucking voice to make him dance.
Yes.
That's what it was.
It was an educated
and a street nigga collaboration
record. Yep.
On top of a guy that can make women dance. And Skull, and it was
on top of a drummer boy beat, nigga. Shout out to Drummer
and
Boy.
And I never liked drummer boy beats.
That's that one.
You know why?
Because
I always told him one thing. He'll tell you, I'm like, bro, your shit, your beat is harder than my voice. Like, nigga, that's a real beat. I need Fruity Loop.
Hold on, what?
Bro, I thought
I ain't
real
never
rapper.
Like punish a nigga for having like that beat too. That's be too hard.
Bro, I'm like, bro, hey, bro, that shit too real. I come from like, bro, I gotta get Fruity Loop. My shit gotta sound like doo doo, like weird sounds and shit, like, cause this music I'm doing weird, but yeah. Like, it's not. It's against the grain.
Yeah, I'm asking you this because obviously I feel like you're a positive person, right? And I feel like you should ask positive people things because you got people like yourself. Give us perspective, but you had a record on Oh Let's Do It. By the way, Puff's verse on Oh Let's Do It was motherfucking legendary. And I'm not even talking about that, but I want to ask you, like, if you could say something to him, if you could, what would you say?
What would I say to him?
Yeah.
Should if everything is what said that you did, you probably never knew these consequences would happen.
Mm.
But I'm just not in the game of bashing a black
man. That's why I said I'll ask you because you positive.
So I'm not gonna bash him, make memes. But is shit funny? Yeah, shit could be funny.
Mm-hmm.
But that ain't shit funny about that situation.
Nah,
ain't too much you can tell a nigga like that though.
Last night I was watching his interview with Earn Your Leisure, and on the interview he speaks on like by the way, anybody should just go watch it for the fuck of watching it. But he talks about like black. The whole interview, he was about being black, being black, being black.
But I'm gonna cut you off.
Go ahead.
Respectfully. Because being black is not holding another black man's masters. Mm.
Shit.
He took food off my table in my house.
How?
He took artists and manipulated and took them out.
Oh.
You could have helped the black woman, you bastard.
Mm.
So I could ride the fuck you train. And I could ride goddamn train, bro. You don't deserve that.
Yeah.
So you gotta
see. I didn't
know
that.
But I know that, right? So it's not like a, man, we gotta grow out, man, and grow in. Like, if niggas is holding niggas' catalogs and that's black on black, it's not black power, my nigga. We in an era where that shit need to stop.
Mm.
If y'all got power, like, I'm in a fucking deal with Warner Brother right now, and I got a lot. You
still?
Bro, I got some shit where Warner Brother runs my YouTube, and I got black people that work for YouTube, and I can't get my shit.
Still?
Yeah. Why? Still to this day.
Why?
You tell me. I'm in a deal where niggas is running my catalog for an extra 15 years. I got to fight and pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to get it back. But I watch black people work for them every day. Why y'all not advocating for real niggas like me? So when you advocate for guys like this, you got to look at what they did wrong factually.
You're advocating for their bad behavior also.
Yes. So, but it, you got to tell yourself, don't be that.
Ooh.
Like, it can't get no worse. I feel like I don't want to step on a nigga that's already under the dirt.
Ooh.
Right, so if you come out like The Walking Dead, that's you.
Yeah,
but I don't want to be a part of stepping on
me neither.
I just know they jumped on a record of mine, but shit, did it help me? I don't know, because I was already who the fuck I was. It helped them though, right? And what it did for Puff jumping on my record, he came back out.
That was a comeback moment for him.
They used my record though. They didn't help me. They used my record, even though that niggas told me put a mink jacket on. I said, nigga, you got me fucked up.
Hold on, he said put a mink jacket on.
Yeah, I'm like, look around, nigga, you a collie part.
Hold on, he wanted you to put on a mink in the video?
Him and Ross, remember the mink?
Yeah.
I was supposed to have a mink, not happening. But you got to sit here and just ask yourself that shit, right? Like, y'all niggas should have, right? Nigga, both of y'all niggas needed that shit.
Mm.
Y'all ain't helped me, nigga.
Mm.
You launched a liquor off my shit. What the fuck? I ain't getting nothing for it. I could have rode that train. Bro, it's so much shit niggas did to me that I don't put in the air, but I can't say they did it to me because God showed me something bigger. God was like, Walker, you're that powerful.
Mm.
Keep going. Mm. So that's what got me here because I seen the power. And plus, nigga, that was Puff. I'm like, damn, nigga, I got Puff back. Woo. And I got Ross on that shit. Cool. I don't even need they feature no more. Keep going.
Yeah.
Right? I could have dick rolled the wave. You know what I mean? But I had eras and times when shit happened with these folks. I hung with these niggas. Not in no personal settings. In business settings, bro, I wasn't represented, right? I performed that record with niggas. And I ain't get the recognition that I was supposed to get off that because I ain't act the way. Because that wasn't my life. I was for the hood, bro. I wanted the hood to be here.
Mm.
Like, I'm from an era where the hood couldn't go. Y'all niggas now could go everywhere. Y'all think we been could
man,
do that.
Say that that's again. Say that again.
I was the nigga that bought the hood in this shit in real life.
The hood didn't come in that small, my nigga.
Bro, I bought everybody in this shit. Power, bro. I'm going to keep that shit gangster in my era. They was not letting black people in nowhere. So that's why I act accordingly. So you know it's still hood niggas that could act accordingly.
Mm.
And not as a follower, not as a slave, but still as a leader and a respectable person that has mannerism.
Mm.
That's how I came.
Couple more questions. If you could talk to young Walker, 21-year-old Walker, before he put out a record, before you put out Let's Do, before your shit took off, and you can give him some advice, what would you tell him?
I should have coped with something else better than ecstasy. Facts.
How's ecstasy, man? I never tried that shit.
Like
I'm being real. I'm like, honestly, how is that shit? I never tried it before.
Honestly?
Yeah.
It for me, it's just dangerous.
Mm.
It make you lose sight of time. It make you have no feelings on shit you love. It make you make harsh decisions.
Mm.
Rational decisions, suppress your appetite. It can fuck with your speech.
Ooh.
It can fuck with your eye vision. It can fuck with your brain cells, and then you can lose track of time.
So, what you take it for then? I'm sorry. I took it. Not to hear nothing good. I'm like, what's the good from it?
I started taking my first ecstasy pill. I popped when my little brother got killed.
Ooh.
I was going to eighth grade. I couldn't handle it, bro. This shit was real.
Ooh. So it was a coping mechanism at first.
Bro, I needed something, bro. I wake up every day, bro. I'm gangbanging, bro. I'm getting shot at in real life. Like, this is not a game in my world,
right, bro? My mama working a million jobs, doing nonprofits, struggling. We down there on a Section 8 house, probably. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
I fucked up in basketball. I just needed something to help ride with me. You know what I'm saying? And I used that.
Ride with you. I like what you said that.
Thank God I didn't choose something that could have been harsh or alcohol or this. I'm not like, I only drink. Like, I've been in certain environments, even drinking too. I wish I never drunk a lot. But that was like the rock star shit. But sometimes I only drunk because I was uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was in environments where I was the only black guy in the room. Right,
so
right.
You had to get through it.
And I could feel people picking and questioning and asking and looking and staring and casting and this. So I was like, fuck, let me drop down in a vibration. Ooh. So if I'm drunk, I could just be me and fuck whatever
I did. Give them the show also, because now they right. Exactly.
So that's what I did, bro. And I just don't want people to cope with drugs. I want you to cope with big brothers. I want you to cope with mentors. I want you to cope with experts. So that's why I grew into being that expert, that big brother, that advisor.
So
that
this consultant. Second half is basically you repaying for all of the shit you know you did.
I could have did better.
That's fire, bro.
That's it. That's all, bro. I was fucked up on drugs.
I was about to say, y'all could have clapped for that. That's fire. That's fire, bro. That's fire. We have this segment we call Credit Check.
Yeah.
On the God Show, we hate when people say give someone their flowers. I hate that. Because to me, it's also empowering you. I'm empowered because I'm giving you something, right? Like you said, I think very similar to that. But we like, fuck flowers. Give me my credit. Like somebody like Reese that came up. Shout out to Reese. Reese is a go-get-it, hard-working, hustling-ass female. And she's I say female because it's important to acknowledge that, you know, females, you can't really handle a man a certain way because you're a female and she's around all these guys, but she maneuvers through that shit like a real gangster. So I love that you said her name because when would you know who Reese is? Or somebody might hit us and be like, damn, let me go work with her. Because Walker says she's this. So we always like on this show to say, give us 2 to 3 names of unsung heroes that you want to give credit to.
The unsung heroes? Well, for two in Atlanta is Kingpin and Tony.
Kingpin and Tony.
Oh, yeah. If artists had Kingpin and Tony in their corner. I learned so much from the
music. So who's Kingpin and Tony?
They are like the OGs you wish you had coming up in the music business. Mm. They are the ice crackers.
Mm.
They might not dive in that water with you unless you believe them to be the best instructor.
Mm.
But bro, they the best. Like shout out to them. I say Bridget, Apostle Bridget C. Outlaw. She like a big sister to me. She's a woman with 19 degrees, a black woman.
Mm.
She runs 300 churches. She wrote 200 grants and got all 200 of them.
Oh, wow.
She's extremely powerful. Like,
need her.
Flowers, King.
Damn.
Like, they need flowers, my nigga. Shit, I just give God the other flowers.
Let's clap for God. Everybody clap for God. Everybody clap for God. I love that.
I ain't gonna cap, bro. This shit real.
So, last question, unless you got some. Okay, last question. This is called The God Show. The Gods is an acronym for goats and underdogs. Do you consider yourself a goat or an underdog? If you consider yourself an underdog, what do you have to accomplish for you to feel like I'm the goat?
Well, I always say I was the underdog, but I'm the underdog with horns, so they called me the goat.
That's fire. Nobody's ever said that before.
Because an underdog could never be a goat because you're a dog.
Mm.
Right? So you got people that are goats that hang with the dogs and get the credit like us.
Mm.
They ain't shit like us. You see, they grow with different hairs and they act a different way. Why I say that? Because that's where I come from, man. I come from the underworld.
Mm.
That's a fact. So I had to learn how to understand, to learn how to move in life, to overstand what I understood.
Got you.
Being an underdog.
Got you.
So I accepted that under analogy in my life.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And the C&D markets, that was the underdog market.
Yeah.
You know, the long way of music, that's the underdog way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think for me, when I found comfort, bro, it's like, shit, it's over with. So the underdog's where I found comfort. But the goats, they want me to be a goat, but they want you to goddamn ride their back and do all this crazy shit. I ain't fucking with it.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, brother. We consider you a goat. That's why we have you on this couch. We don't even allow people to sit on this couch unless we feel like they have ghost status. And I know where you come from.
Yeah.
Like I'm from College Park, and I'm gonna let you know something. Like, Riverdale didn't get as much fanfare as CP early on in Atlanta because Jermaine Dallas, you know, Holyfield lived in College Park, so it was a lot of that. But like, for you to come from Riverdale and really put it on the rap, the map from some rap, bro, that's some GOAT shit, bro.
Facts.
And not only that, you did it without trying.
Why? Well,
this nigga, no, I want you to hear. I need you to hear this for a second.
This like
nigga's
that.
Out here like going crazy, trying to sell their soul, trying to do anything, whatever, just to get what you got. And you literally is like, nah, I'm just gonna make a song and see what happens. That's some real GOAT shit, bro.
Sure, I guess.
Nah, ain't no guess, bro. Like, it's a million niggas out here that'll take that right now.
Yeah. Word.
Too many.
I doubt it.
What?
2 million to take that right
I'm
now.
I'm telling you, I doubt it.
Why?
Because I know what it takes for me to actually sit here and be this calm. I doubt it. I doubt it. I watch niggas lose it and go against it every day. I doubt it. So if this were a GOAT dude, I doubt if y'all niggas be one. Cause I ain't. I'm not doing this shit for no money.
You doing shit for you.
Every time a nigga walk up to me and say, "Bro, what? Give me some advice on how to be a rapper." I ask nigga the same question back. Why do you want to be a rapper? Is the question. I want to give him my spill. I'm like, nigga, it's a million niggas like you. Get in line.
Yeah.
Like, you got to, like.
So what's the right answer?
Ain't no right answer. I'm just asking you a question, and most people can't answer. Come on, bro.
I was like, nigga, what's the right answer? I feel like.
Only God know the right answer. But you got to make people think, though, King.
Yeah.
It's all it is, just think. I guess that's what a goat do. I'll take the flowers, but. I don't feel like it, bro. I ain't help enough. I ain't do enough.
Now, but that's what makes you the shit, because you've done all this and you're still sitting here like.
I don't see what the fuck people talk about. They always like, Walker, you did all this. I'm like, nigga, what? Maybe because nobody ever like, shout out to Mike. You know what I'm saying? My director, Mike. We doing like a documentary, like movie shit on me last 5-6 months. We shooting off a fucking iPhone. It looked amazing. But I guess seeing that shit let me see. Like, I don't like looking at what I did.
Me neither. The rearview mirror is done. It's gonna catch me or not.
Yeah, I don't know, bro. I just want a nigga to just see what this shit hitting on. Cause I know you could be better. That's why I got artists. I tell Jimmy that. I got artists, Jimmy the Rocket. I got PayPat.
Jimmy Rocket is fire.
Yeah, I got Quez. Thank you for that. And I tell Jimmy, like, Jimmy be mad. Like, bro, I've been with you 5-6 years. I ain't dropped. I said, bro, cause I ain't the nigga to go drop you in your casket and pick it up. I said, bro, your mind got to get there, little bro. I love you, bro. You really my little brother. You did shit I could never do, bro. He like, what? Nigga, you don't drink or smoke and you deal with all your problems. Big difference. And you proud to say that shit. That's a difference. You know what I'm saying? I see Quez, that's like a young Walker version of him. I see fucking Pat, that's a hustling version. And I got Lou Dean, that's the wild version. Like, it's just when I see artists, bro, I had to, it's just a different vibe. Like,
tell Jimmy. I said, all he has to do is slow it down.
Oh, we got that.
Okay, because everything I see, he's rapping fast. I'm like, slow it down.
It's the old music.
Yeah, okay.
See, bro, they were on
see what I'm saying? But
he
like,
got that shit. I'm talking about, bro, the man did last month, bro, the man did in the last 2 months, the man did like 60 something records that I thought, you found it. We out. We gone.
Oh, you got it.
What? Press the button today on his shit. Like, literally today.
That's my nigga, bro. I want to see him win bad, man.
What the fuck? Like, what?
He from the South Side, too, right?
Yeah, College Park.
Yeah.
It's just like stuff like that. Like, I just want to, if I'm be a GOAT, let me put out artists and look at what happens to my artists and then call me the GOAT. I guarantee you that my artists, personally and businessly, are going to be a better person than they was before they got in there.
And that's
I guarantee you when they music fall off, they portfolio won't. Call me a GOAT after that. But I don't, sorry, my nigga. I'm not respecting nothing from a nigga that signed artists that's struggling today. I don't respect artists that's balling super hard and don't give the elders respect today. Difference, bro. I just want to be the CEO, bro, that created somebody that was a co-founder, not another CEO. Because a CEO is working for the co-founder and the board. That's all, bro. It's just a different vibe. Like, I want my artists to win in real life.
Boss shit.
Yeah, hell yeah.
All right, perfect. Well, guys, this is The God Show. Shout out to our sponsors. Hold on, by the way, Walker, I just got to do this. So we're sponsored by a company called Tote & Carry. It's some bags up there. If you would like one, the blue bag, I don't know you.
Tote & Carry? Why do I know Tote & Carry?
It's a company that sponsors us. I'm saying, if you like a bag, I would love to give you something, but if you into it.
Hell sure. Yeah, I'll take
which one you want? Hell yeah, which one you want?
Duffel bag.
Duffel bag, boy. So yeah. Grab this for me, Aaron. Man, I just want to give this to you, man, because, you know, you the shit, bro. And this we say this smooth. for we say this for goats, so.
What color is it?
Lavender.
It's like my big sips, man. You
know, hold on, tell us about this. What is that?
It's like my big sips.
So what is that?
Big Sips is a company I'm a part of.
Okay.
It's number one drink in Georgia right now.
Oh wow.
And they class 16%, and it's nice little can.
So what is in it? Like,
it's alcohol?
No.
Hey man, it's a dope fun. That's all I can say. If you're not an adult, don't fuck with
this. Oh my god.
If you're not an adult, don't deal with this. Don't deal with this.
If you're not trying to have a long night,
don't do it. Don't do it.
So guys, if you don't want to have a long night and you don't want to put it down, you don't want to have a great time, don't buy Big Sips. Don't buy Big Sips.
You want to have time of your life.
But if you want to have the time of your life, Big Sips.
I'm going to put them back here.
All right, guys, this is the Guys Show. We are out. Let's go.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest. There's something so thrilling about playing Chumba Casino. Maybe it's the simple reminder that with a little luck, anything is possible. ChumbaCasino.com has hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new game releases each week. Play for free anytime, anywhere for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.